Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Joe Biden recently became the first American president to visit Angola. Throughout my presidency, he said, it's been the goal of the United States to build a strong partnership with peoples and nations across the continent of Africa. African leadership will be important going forward, as one out of every four human beings on Earth will live in Africa by the year 2050. It will be up to this next generation to expand access to clean energy, tackle threats of global health, and grow a global middle class. 2 years ago, the United States pledged to deliver $55 billion in new investments in Africa and to mobilize American businesses to close new deals with African partners. This plan has already proven very productive, said President Biden.
More than 20 heads of U.S. government agencies and members of my cabinet have traveled to Africa, delivering over $40 billion in investments thus far. And we've announced nearly 1,200 new business deals between African-American companies and American companies totaling worth $52 billion, including investments in solar energy, telecom, mobile finance, infrastructure, and partnerships with American Airlines.
Being all in on Africa means making sure African voices are heard at the tables that matter most, declared President Biden.
Under my leadership in the United States, we brought in the African Union as a permanent member of the G20 economies, and we insisted a more African representation among the leaders of the International Monetary Fund and other world financial institutions. We've also pushed to ensure that developing nations do not have to choose between paying down unsustainable debt and being able to invest in their own people.
The United States continues to be the world's largest provider of humanitarian aid and development assistance, and that's going to increase, promised President Biden.
I'm announcing over $1 billion in new humanitarian support for Africans displaced from homes by historic droughts and food insecurity. We know African leaders and citizens are seeking more than just aid. You seek investment. So the United States is expanding our relationship all across Africa, from assistance to aid, to investment to trade, moving from patrons to partners to help bridge the infrastructure gap.
Today, the United States and Angola, said President Biden, are standing shoulder to shoulder, working together for the mutual benefit of their people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.